This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Closer to the end of August, there is a large surge before Labor Day of people taking vacation. So if you're on vacation,
take us.
Well, a lot of people discover the program when they go to a community that has the program. They haven't heard of it before. Wow, how can I find this? You go to gooddayshow.com, ladies and gents. And listen to your heart's content. You can hear all kinds of... You don't just get the show repeats all day, every day. So you can hear the program of that day during the day. But then you have the Good Day download, which they just stay there indefinitely, right? So if you wanted to know, we talked about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You could find it, the download. Yeah, you can find bits and pieces of the good stories, all the things that are going on, the good... And sometimes there are some things that aren't so good. Let's start, though, however, with good. Yes, all those in favor of good, raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. Hey. So here's the story of a power lifter who has Down syndrome. He is squatting. He's lifting. He's overcome his challenges and, in fact, has won the European Champions. This kid's only 127 pounds. His name is Dan McGauley. Took first place in the European Bench Press Championships. He, he lifted 154 pounds, 98 pounds, depending on, again, what it is that he's lifting and what the exercise is. But he's 33 years old. He was told he'd never achieve anything. I remember a story when I was teaching school, as a matter of fact. I almost punched, I'm not really a violent sort, but I almost punched somebody in the face who told a youngster that he would never amount to anything. And in fact, this youngster, as he grew older, remembered that. And when he became a very successful real estate person, he hired a limousine and went to school with a tuxedo on to tell the teacher, to show the teacher that at least in terms of economic success, he had made it. And there's no excuse for anybody. These are people who are the... Anybody who tells somebody that has their own problems.
They really do.
Yeah.
And also, it can go one of two ways, where either the youngster believes it and then just decides to become like a fulfilling prophet.
Right.
Or they persevere and push forward to spite that person.
Yep.
But there was something I read recently, and it was more in terms of parent or guardian and child relationships, and it was like when you speak down to your child or yell at them, not in the sense of they're about to run into traffic, but just, you know, when you're just being mean and kind of bullying.
What are you doing that for? You dummy? What's the matter with you?
Exactly. Yeah, right. Your child doesn't love you less. They tend to love themselves less. That's how the child brain works.
Another great lesson from you. You're on it today there, kiddo. So the bottom line with this story is, as there is with most stories about people and what they've done to achieve, to overcome their difficulties, is that as you take a step and go further into what it is you desire, you build your own confidence. There are a lot of qualities that you need as you grow up. And if you want to, you have a goal and you want to crush it, then you set your mind to it. Thoughts are things. You determine, I'm determined to do that. I know I can do it. And it's like the little engine that could. Remember that little, did you read that book when you were little?
I did. Thomas the Train.
Yeah. Well, there's that and there was a little engine that could before even Thomas the Train.
Oh, really? I thought Thomas was the little engine that could.
No, there's another one, I think, before that, if I remember correctly. Because I remember my son loved Thomas the Train. But before, when I was a kid, Thomas the Train wasn't around. But the engine, the little engine that could, was. Like some people have said, I remember one, not to make it it's not about me, but I use this as a reference. There was an article in one of the trades once that referred to this program as the little program that could. And the little program that could kept going on and on and on till the point where it was the longest running syndicated radio program in the country. A lot of people don't pay much into that, but anyway, it's because I was interested in continuing to make this work under any conditions, under any situation, and that's just, and I don't mean to say it's about me, but that's my personality. I don't give up on stuff. I've kept the farm going, and nobody can understand how I've done it. And it's that kind of stuff. Again, it's not about me, but it shows you, maybe that's why I'm so imperative when it comes to not giving up. And take a little win every day. There's something that happens that you can build on. The building blocks of life, the building blocks get a little bigger every day, and then you get a little more confident every day, and then you you can, you know, you think to yourself, okay, I can do that. I can do it. 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 I can do it.
I think I can. I think I can.
I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. So anyway, be confident.
Well, that's, and it's one of those things, too, that to speak on your part of your personality, Doug, and a lot of others will share in this, too, but there's a difference between people love their jobs, people love their careers, but when it's an actual passion, and when we are passionate about something, it's like, just try to hold me back from it. Just try to push me down. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why what you've been passionate about has been so successful, because you are genuinely, truly, to your core, passionate about it. And that's actually one of the questions we asked recently, too, of what drives, asking our friends online, what drives you? Yeah. What are you passionate about? And then how does it fulfill your life?
And answering our questions, our daily questions on our social media, easier to do as of today. The new media, social media handle for everything, all the social media platforms, is pretty simple. It's at Good Day Networks. That's it. Help yourself to that when answering or thinking. When you just want to share with us, help yourself to that. We were talking about the Starbucks settlement. The woman who was a supervisor, I think it was New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, who got like $25 million because of reverse racism. And now I look around, I just thought I'd do a little searching for other circumstances. And here's the story that were like that. A woman who says that her ex-boyfriend got into her personal accounts and distributed photos of her that were intimate and videos of her that were intimate online, just got $1 billion. Now, is she going to get the $1 billion? Probably not. But this is a, I suppose, a warning to those who would be dumb enough to do this sort of thing.
Revenge porn is very real.
Yeah, it is. That's interesting. How did who do you suppose was responsible for calling it revenge?
Who coined it that way?
Yeah. Anyway, what it does, obviously, in this person's case, especially inflicting the psychological damage. This was a domestic violence case as well, sexual abuse as well, all kinds of things that were so problematic. Apparently, she had a couple of different law firms that represented her, and she wasn't, we don't need to know what her name is, not important to the story, but she began a relationship with this fellow in 2016, ended in October 2021, and during this, the guy amassed all kinds of pictures using security cameras, the victim's cell phone, email, social media, all
this
stuff.
This is a form of sexual assault. She was violated.
Well, and let this be a lesson to you. Once again, you have devices that are not your own. There are things that are there that other people know, can see, and
can hack. How many times? When? I mean, they haven't happened recently, but we had all of those celebrity nude scandals where a bunch of the cloud or whatever was hacked.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, let's not be silly about this. I guess the one question I would have for her is, why did it take you so long to figure this out? Is it she started with this guy in 2016 and went for 5 years with him. I can't in my mind think that there wasn't some evidence or some indication that this guy was that way before 5 years was up.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he, by the way, how does he get, so is this is just a, this is a symbolic award because is this guy for money? Does he have $1 billion to give to this woman? I didn't think.
Good question.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's one of the things with a lot of toxic relationships, too, whether one of the people, they always kind of think, maybe I can change them. Maybe this is just a phase they're going through.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. Or,
here I
am. Or the unfortunate fact that there's been a certain amount of maybe you didn't have an emotionally safe childhood growing up that you feel like maybe this is the only type of love you deserve. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but it depends on what you grew up around. All right, let's go back to the good side of things. Past couple of weeks, sentiments about the economy have gone from kind of blah to pretty optimistic. I've always been optimistic, and I never thought that we were going to go down the recession road. And even when you go down the recession road, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just that's the way the system works. Don't like it. Inflation is down, though. That's a fact. U.S. is adding jobs. That's a fact. But then we're back to, the economist who says, look out, we're going to overheat the economy again, and so we better raise the interest rates again. Screw you. You can't borrow it still, even though the economy is kind of getting back to the basics. I was at a business meeting last night with a friend of mine, a number of friends of mine, who was actually a political fundraiser, but most of the people there were local business folks, and we were all talking about the interest rate. One of the members of the crew, who's a good friend of mine, is on the board of directors of my local bank, and they've gone from having weekly meetings to having monthly meetings because they don't have any money to lend because people have taken their money out of the bank. And so they've done it because the news media has over-exaggerated what's going on in the economy. And over-exaggerated, there were a number of medium-sized banks, the federal government said this week, may be in trouble. Well, why do you have to, what's the point of you telling people that, other than if you're in cahoots with the biggest four banks that all want to take over these smaller banks? That was the outcome of what happened earlier this year. The bank's in trouble. Oh, the people were all protected for the most part. The Chase Bank and Wells Fargo grabbed up all the assets of the banks and none of the liabilities. This is a con job. And we're all being conned to a certain extent. So maybe that ought to be food for thought. 18 after the hour here, and good day.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
The beast that is the Toyota Land Cruiser has returned. The 24 Land Cruiser is still a great off-road vehicle, and it has the iForce Max turbocharged 2.4-liter four-cylinder hybrid powertrain. A new ladder frame gives it more rigidity in the chassis compared to the 200 series model. Plus, it's slightly smaller by just over an inch and a little more than 4 inches more narrow than the 200 series. Those changes are meant to help you drive off-road better. No matter which Land Cruiser you pick, it comes standard with four-wheel drive. If you're liking the two new two-tone paint colors and additional off-road equipment, well, you better move quick because both of those are limited to 5,000 units for the first 2 months of production. It's going to start arriving in spring 2024. A good guess on starting MSRP is around mid-50s. Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, carpro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
You took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, carpro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
Carpro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. Carpro.com.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's social media time. And this this portion of every hour, we try to dig around into some of the things trending on social media, and maybe about celebrities. It could be about the companies themselves, like X. I said I was done with X because it's silly. And so now Jay has found a way for us to deal with all of these people without me having to refer to Thread or X or these other nonsensical names.
Explain what they are.
Right, yeah.
Even when you look at articles, anybody who mentions X, and then it's the parentheses, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, forget it. Anyway, our new social media handle for you all to use and enjoy is at Good Day Networks. That is one of the handles of one of the companies that I have. It's at Good Day Networks. Okay, so X will no longer allow advertisers to promote their accounts within the platform's timeline to attract new followers. Why would they not do that? Wouldn't that it seems to me
it generates a lot of money for them, yes, and a lot of advertisers, that's what they rely on to be seen. But the average user, who, let's be honest, makes up the majority of social media as opposed to the advertisers themselves, gets so frustrated with these promoted things, where it's not even just promoting a certain post or a certain tweet, it's promoting the account itself and the business itself, and people get annoyed by that.
The whole damn thing is annoying.
It kind of really is.
It really is. All right, let's say happy birthday, some of our listeners. Tim Shield, happy birthday, Tim. Laura Smith, happy birthday. Ken Camlett is having a birthday today. Elizabeth Cottle, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, so those are some of the folks that can be followed on I tend to still, even though I find Facebook annoying, as you and I have discussed on and off the air, I still kind of am using that. I think we are too. We get the most reaction to things that we post, things that are on Facebook and Instagram. That seems to be the premier. I don't know if it's an age thing or whatever it is, but
yeah, our online friends just seem to be more prominent on Facebook. And I think everybody has that, who works with social media and has multiple platforms, that there's always just that one specific one, whether it's X or Instagram or Facebook, that it's just that's the one that really rises above all of the rest.
So you posted something. Anybody use special wallets or the card inserts to protect your debit cards, your credit cards from scammers? Have you had your card hacked? And that, what would the story be? So Edith Head, that's interesting. name because it's a very famous Hollywood name. I use aluminum foil inside my wallet, she says.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Jay Martin says, I'm worse than that. I don't carry any credit cards. Huh. Arlen Wilson. Let's see what's going on with Arlen. She especially, is Arlen a man's name or a woman's name? What do you think? Could be.
It sounds unisex to me.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, special thanks, she or he writes to Protect 20, is it Protect Z1? Is that what it is on Instagram? Yeah. I'll be forever in debt. When all hope was lost, this fellow came to my rescue. Thanks a lot to his service. I don't know what the...
Oh, yeah, some people thought it was social media accounts rather than bank accounts, like if their social media was hacked and held hostage, essentially. Didn't one of our friends recently, was it Warren? Somebody who, within the last few years, had their social media hacked, and then they could not access it, and finally something is coming from it.
Yeah. Carrie says, twice it happened to me on vacation, and my bank caught it immediately, but they canceled my card while I was out of town. Luckily, I had enough cash to make it. That would be tough. We become so dependent on these cards, especially at the gas station. You know, it's a gas to everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things where some of these, go inside and pay at gas stations, because those ones outside can be tampered with so easily.
Right. They can grab all of the info. The cyber tech folks that are watching over your show. I always stand up with my shoulders high in that circumstance. Okay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. Info was found on a website. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted the postings and says that the names and supposed pictures of grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. Also leaked from the Georgia District Attorney's Office is a video conversation between Trump and Roger Stone that MSNBC ran with last night. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department. Starting August 24th, the entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down at a city council meeting on August 9th for another job over pay and recruiting concerns. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hi guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Chew on a few people's ears, shall we? Jay will continue chewing on your ear with various and sundry tidbits, thoughts. Thoughts are things. This is the place where you learn more. Well, I hope that's where you... not necessarily would that be the only reason that you're here, but hopefully you are learning from Jay and I and our discussions and the things that come in from other people that are shared on our social media and on the conversation line and things that you want to get off your chest. 855-99-DOUG, another way to do that. This is a good day program. The trees that are around us, I think about this in... And maybe when we get into springtime every year, which seems like yesterday, when things are coming out, the leaves are coming out and the flowers are blooming, doesn't it seem, honestly, like yesterday, the lilacs, that were on the trees around my barn and the flowers coming out of the ground for the first time in late March, early April.
It does. I feel like 2 weeks ago we had the home opener for baseball, and now we're in week two of football. Preseason football.
Right. Anyway, as far as trees are concerned, I guess I'm wrapping myself around this because we're picking the trees that we're going to use in the development. I want the garages hidden. Nobody's going to park the car outside in the neighborhood. All of that stuff. And one of the ways we're going to hide the garages is with lots of great new plantings. And so I'm concentrating on we have about two or three dozen trees from which to choose. And so I'm looking at the beauty, the formation of the leaves and the branches. And then you think, okay, how big is this tree going to be and what kind of shade does it provide? So planting new trees, there are a lot of nonprofits around that plant new trees and save old ones. This is the highlight of how we live. I'm off on a toot all the time about the photosynthetic process and how the bad air is consumed by the trees and good air comes out of the trees. What being thought about that and how did that come to be? There are a number of trees across our country. I wonder which one you would think is the best. Here's another question for us to share. Not always do we get to talk about all of them on the air, but I'd be curious to know what you think is the most beautiful tree, right? On any of our social media at Good Day Networks. What's the most beautiful tree? You like the maple tree. I like apple trees, peach trees,
apple trees
fruit
great.
Trees. Right.
My old home in Nashville had this beautiful tree. I have no idea what it was, but it was so gorgeous. It was big and it was lush and it would have these beautiful white flowers just completely covering it. And it was the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. The problem is once those flowers are dying and coming off before the leaves come in, it smells like dead bodies. I did not know a tree could smell that gnarly. And I have no idea what tree. I still, to this day, cannot figure out what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do? I laugh about this, but, when there's a song you don't recognize, you hold the iPhone up to the speaker, and then there's an app that figures it out. Same thing can be true for that. I'm sure there's an app someplace that figures that stuff out.
Oh, true. All right,
see?
Yeah. Well, next time I'm in Nashville, I'll go back to my old house. I'll sneak onto the property.
Arrest that woman. She's trespassing. Harrison Ford is in the news. I really respect him and what he's done and who he is and all the roles he's played. And, in fact, as a famous American, he's had a couple of other things that have followed him around, including people using his name to adorn animal species. There's an ant named after Harrison Ford, a species, and there's a spider named after one of his characters. Now, because of Indiana Jones, there's another kind of snake. You know how he says snake? Why do they have to be snake? Remember when there have been a number of scenes in any of the Indiana Jones, there's always a snake. And one of them is Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's in that down in the underneath the sand in this tomb, and there's snakes everywhere. Oh man, Harrison Ford is a master at being able to put just enough creepy crawly stuff into the movies to scare people, but not to send them away. See, I enjoy that much of that stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, I love his delivery of stuff, where it can be a truly intense scene, and you still find a laugh, because his delivery is so amazing. I loved him in, what was it, what was the one with Anne Heche? 6 Days, 7 Nights?
Oh, the one on the beach? Yeah, that was a great movie.
I love his character, all of his deliveries.
Yeah, well, he's to be congratulated. He's still going strong, thank you, at 80 years old. All right, let's talk about another kind of animal. How many? I don't think we've had any of these this year. We've had snakes. We've had attacks from bears, attacks from lions. We've had attacks from sharks. I don't know that we've had an otter attack. We've had a beaver attack. But a Montana woman is recovering from being viciously attacked by an otter while she was just out on a river enjoying herself, tubing. A lot of people like to just fill up a tire tube mm-hmm. and jump into the water with it. It's kind of fun. I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, just float down the stream.
Yep. Anyway, so this woman posted this event. She was on an evening float down the Jefferson River. She saw an otter right behind her friend, and then it attacked. I didn't even have a chance to get the words, "Hey, there's an otter behind you, look out!" And then a second otter, which she described as more vicious and relentless, bit her in the arm, and bit her in her leg, and bit her thighs, and her ankles, and her ears. Ah! Yeah. So anyway, one friend's thumb got shredded by the otter that just attacked it. And these, I don't think otters usually do that, frankly. I don't know that much about otters. They're like, they're kind of like swimming rats.
I don't know. Nature is ticked off at us.
Well, maybe with good reason, frankly.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, she used her iPhone and used the SOS function mm-hmm. to have people come out and find her. She was covered with blood when they got
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I think they were probably, the otter probably had their babies nearby.
Yep. That's usually what it is, the protection. I think I told you the story about the bull that we brought. I usually put with my heifers that are ready to breed. I don't artificially breed them. I put them with a bull. And I try to find gentle, really, you know, sometimes smaller bulls. But I had a good one last year. I had a couple of young bulls, and they were fun. I mean, he listened to me tell my story about the young bulls. Anyway, so we had one that my cow mentor, a friend of mine who's been in my life since I was 18, I bought my first cow from when I was 18, and he's still in business, and he brought a truck. He took 16 bred heifers from the farm yesterday. We were talking about the bull, and the bull was a little precocious, so that bull went. He was gentle enough when he was by himself, but when he got around all of these heifers, he got pretty protective. And so we'd go out and bring feed to them in the pasture, or we'd, you know, turn the water on, and he'd get snorting down, you know, he'd put his head down and started scuffing away at the earth, at the dirt, and looking at people, and I said, stay away from him, and I don't like bulls like that around, so we changed him, but it's part of nature as much as anything else. And this time of year, all of these animals that maybe are out of sorts, it's because we're changing as we change our lives in the way that we live, and we see the results of it are what happened in Hawaii or what happened. There are sometimes good things that happen of the Mother Nature versus nurture thing, and sometimes bad things happen. And so you're squeezing them out of their homeland. They don't understand that. The bear wants to eat, so he goes into your living room or your kitchen. Like, that was the story yesterday, wasn't it? Another bear went into somebody's house mm-hmm. just to get something to eat. As a joke, probably, there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? The bear came
to
the house.
I always think of Yogi Bear, the cartoon.
Yep. I thought that was, well, that was built. The Yogi Bear cartoon came from Yogi Berra. That was where the idea of the baseball player, where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Hawaii. There are lots of people who are pointing fingers. This may be fair, and it may not be fair. I don't know, because I'm not close enough. But we have talked about the lack of warnings as the wildfire ripped through the town. And the emergency sirens apparently didn't work. Would it have, had they worked, saved lives? I've said it 100 times, if I've said it once since we started talking about this. If it weren't for the AM radios, the portable radios, battery-powered radios, people would have had no warning, no information, nothing at all. But now, because people think they have to do this, the Emergency Management Agency on Maui, which supposedly operates these 80 sirens, defended their decision. They admit they didn't use them. They did not sound the sirens. The reason, and this is like mind-blowing, the head of the Emergency Management Agency said the reason we didn't use them is because they were designed primarily for tsunamis. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we were afraid that people would have gone to the hills, which is where the fire was.
But wouldn't you have been able to see it from the distance?
Yeah, this is a little weak, but I guess I can understand. You know, what it is flawed thinking by people who are not taught how to think intelligently. They have, they're like robots, these people. Okay, well, this is what it's for, so they can't use it for anything else. No common sense, none. At least if, and you can imagine how these survivors of this, with no official warnings, are taking the city to task, taking the state to task. Obviously, there was no electricity. That didn't take long to burn up because that was
the
source
of it.
Well,
also, what about the text warnings? Even if they they alerted with the sirens, that typically people would hear it and think tsunami is coming. The majority of people are still going to look at their phones. Why not combine that with the text messages that everybody already gets when there is a tornado watch, a tornado warning, and
Amber
Alert?
Get that all over your phones
all the time.
Oh yeah, right, exactly.
If you can tell me I was in close proximity with somebody who had COVID, I think you can tell us through text message that there's a wildfire nearby. Seek elsewhere.
And the story could have spread around that way, almost by word of mouth. There are so many different stories from Hawaii with people who are unaccounted for. Apparently, they found 60 people in one home who'd gone there to find shelter. 60 people in one home. As the wildfire pressed on, and they didn't know what was going on, so they just stayed in the home. They didn't know, they didn't really even understand. And some of these people were folks that were unaccounted for. It didn't have power, it didn't have internet, didn't have phone service. So as the folks who have not been located, they're finding them in places like this. But imagine cramming into a small home 60 people just to try to avoid the fire. That's going to be a harrowing experience and a half. Wow. All right. We've reflected enough here. We have to pause at 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Let's move back in. For those of you just joining us, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 53 past the hour. Time for these questions that come from folks listening. You can send them in by going to gooddayhealthshow.com, or you can dial 855-999-3684. So the question comes on cataract surgery. This person's heard you and I talking about what I did to have that surgery. Is this recommended? Do you have people coming into your clinic in Florida asking you about things like this?
Well, I have patients of mine complaining about their vision and decreasing their ability to see. Especially nighttime, they can't see as well as they could. Mm. And this is where you need to have a great eye doctor. Eye doctors are just wonderful. The ophthalmologists can amazingly restore vision when cataracts are present. When I was in medical school, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but, you know, you go back. When I was in medical school in the late 70s, people would be in the hospital for a week with a cataract operation. And now, you know, you have to, you're in so quickly, you wonder if you were even there. Put a little drop in your eye and in a few minutes, it's gone. It's amazing, the technology these days. And I think we had an expert a few months ago, talk about the amazing technological advances in cataract surgery. So don't be afraid of this. You don't even have to stop your blood thinner anymore. And talk to your eye doctor if you're concerned.
All right. Here's a question related to what we were talking about earlier on Good Day Health, and that's COVID, if people are worried about it. There are some who say that COVID can be spread by the things that you pick out of your nose. I don't want to get too gross here or too, everybody picks their nose at some point in time. If people say they don't pick their nose, they're not telling you the truth. But what about nose picking in COVID? From the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of people who were wondering about this, whether too much attention was being given to hand washing. You wash your hands and you pick your nose. Is that okay?
There was a study done with hospital workers And they were surveyed, and apparently hospital workers, Doug, who admitted to picking their nose,
yeah,
they were 3 to 4 times more likely to wind up having a COVID-19 infection.
Is that because they were using dirty fingers to stick in their nose to pick out the boogers?
Well, the virus resides, it's really pretty common sense, the virus resides in the nose in many, and you're shaking up the contents, and it's not surprising that you're going to get yourself more exposed.
So how do you get the boogers out of your nose if you don't pick them? And not to make too fine a point of this, but I...
Well,
you know,
if you do pick them, wash your hands very thoroughly, or use, I'm sure you have Kleenex in Boston, right?
Yes. There's Kleenex around. Use the Kleenex to pick your nose. I think that's the word from Dr. Ken.
To blow your nose.
Blow your nose. Blow it, pick it, whatever. Okay, let's talk about time-restricted eating and whether or not it could prevent health issues. There are a lot of people in Europe, cardiologists, so I figure this is about heart disease as much as anything else. And we've talked about shift work before, but I was looking at people who work longer hours, like longer than an 8-hour day, and they don't eat at all, or they don't eat regularly. This was a group of firefighters that were researched, but can you imagine that if you only have a few minutes to eat and you gobble it down, that would affect your health and maybe vice versa?
Well, time-restricted eating, Doug, is a hot item in medicine right now, because there was a recent study that showed if you only eat 8 hours during the day, and it didn't matter how much, you would lose as much weight as those who calorie restricted but didn't restrict the time when they ate. I myself tried eating only 8 hours a day, and I felt horrible. The problem is also that when people think they can eat anything they want, they stop eating good quality, healthy food. I ate only healthy food for only 8 hours, and I just felt at the ends weak, dizzy, lightheaded, and I expanded it to 12 hours. You can try 10 hours, but I now eat 12 hours a day, making sure I don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed.
See, I don't do that. I need to be more careful about that because I do eat closer than 3 hours before I go to bed. Sometimes I'm even snacking as I go to bed. All right, there they are, answers to some of your questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.